You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Gene Purcell. Coming up later in the program, we'll be talking with the author of Angry White Men about the future of masculinity in America.
First, the holidays can be a great time to consider adding a new animal to the family.
Yep, and while it's tempting to surprise a loved one with a cute puppy or a nice little kitty under the Christmas tree, our next guest says slow down. She's here with some pet holiday adoption do's and don'ts.
Ann Reed is president of the Wisconsin Humane Society. Ann, welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm delighted to be on. Thanks for having me.
So it's a cliche sometimes in holiday movies that you surprise the kids or the friends or whoever with a new dog or cat. Why shouldn't we do it that way?
Well, you know what? I'm actually gonna take a little bit of a different approach. Oh. Surprises are sometimes not the right idea. Sometimes they are the right idea. It's really about being careful about all adoptions, not adoptions as gifts per se. I have to say, I come from a personal point of view. My first animal ever was a surprise gift for my 7th birthday.
Ah.
And you see where I am today. So it can be done well as long as it's done carefully. But there are also great ways to do adoptions for the holidays that are not surprises. So it just depends on what's right for your family.
So let's talk about some of those steps you take to make it right. What would be, and let's start with the worst case scenario, because
sure,
we want to hear what that might sound like. What's the wrong way to surprise everybody with that new puppy?
I would say the wrong way to approach an animal as a gift is to think less carefully than you should about really your gift recipient and what their life is like and what they really need. I think the classic example is elderly relative has lost an animal. Let's get grandma a puppy. Or let's get Aunt Sarah a puppy, or let's get if you get past sort of the romantic notion of in your own mind of how nice it is to have a puppy around, you remember that puppies get you up in the middle of the night, and puppies whine, and puppies need to eat often, and puppies require a lot of care. So in order to do this well, you really have to think not just about the specific care needs for that animal, which is true in any adoption as a gift or otherwise, but also kind of get out of your own head and really think about your gift recipient and what would be most satisfying to them.
So don't give them the puppy that you want. Try to figure out what they need.
Exactly. But at the same time, as you're thinking about, you know, you're remembering to think responsibly about how much work an animal really is, you know, what about money for future veterinary needs? You have to think about all that. But we really encourage people to think also about the love that an animal brings into your home, the proven benefits to human health that living with an animal create, and also that benefit of helping a homeless animal get home for the holidays. And remember that too. Pets can make absolutely wonderful gifts that are remembered for a lifetime. And there's actually research about this. This fall, some researchers connected with the ASPCA published some research that showed two really interesting things. One, a lot of times we hear, shelters shouldn't adopt animals as gifts because they're just going to get returned afterward. Well, the research shows that's not true. The odds of a dog being sent into a shelter are actually higher when the animal comes from almost any other source other than a gift. Animals received as gifts are less likely to go into shelters than from almost any other source. And the other thing the research showed is receiving an animal as a gift has either positive or no impact at all on how much people love that animal. People love their gift animals just as much as if they got them other ways.
Interesting. Well, let's get to some of the how-tos. One piece of advice I saw is to create an adoption kit. What is that?
Oh, that's a terrific idea. So, you know, there's this whole spectrum of how you can do it. You can do the total surprise, or, and this can be really fun, bring that person in on the adoption process. So say, for example, you've decided that a kitten is the right idea, like the one I got when I was 7. So what the gift is a litter box, a cat bed, some cat toys, some food, one of those fishing pole toys that the kitten jumps over, and then a trip to the shelter after the holiday. Remember also, often things are pretty hectic in your house over the holiday itself, and sometimes the best time to bring that animal in your home isn't holiday morning itself, but maybe a week or so later when things have started to calm down. So the kit is just perfect for that.
And that makes sense, too, because you can get maybe after any holiday travel, too, because the last thing you'd want is, hey, here's a new kitten, here's a new puppy, now we're going on the road.
That's right. That's right. Well, and something else, too. I mean, as I say, I'll never forget the kitten coming out of the box when I was a kid. But that did one thing I didn't get to experience in that time that's very, very special is that moment when you choose, when that child or that relative makes eye contact with that animal and says, this is the one. And when you bring your loved one into the shelter to help choose the adoption, they get to have that moment of falling in love.
Let's talk about preparing the home for a new pet. And let's say it's a home where they're not replacing a pet necessarily, but just sort of getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like the holiday season, everything breakable that you have is sort of out on public display.
Cat playland.
Yeah, cat playland. There you go. So, you know, some practical tips. How do you get that house ready for that puppy or for that kitty or whatever's going to be walking through the door?
Sure. Well, you know, and again, gift or no gift, that is something you have to think about. For a young animal or for any animal that's new to the home, it's helpful to the animal and very much to the family to focus, especially at first, on one small area where that animal is going to spend most of its time, whether that gives it a place, if there are other animals in the home, to sort of be alone and get used to those animals a little bit at a time, whether it's to keep that puppy from chewing on the kitchen cabinets. That might be a crate. It might be a small room. And then the other piece, of course, is also I have a bowl I treasured very much until my cats knocked it off the mantelpiece. You have to think about how both for the safety of the animal and for the objects you love to just where's that all going to be and does that need to change in some way?
A big part of cat ownership is losing your attachments to material objects, I have found.
That's another way cats help us with life lessons.
Exactly. It's very zen, man. So when we're adopting an animal, either for our own family or as a gift for someone else, this is a huge question, but how do you weigh the lifestyle that we live versus and pick the right pet to match that lifestyle?
Sure. Well, if you're working with a good animal shelter or another really good responsible source for that animal, we'll help walk you through that. Our main conversation that our adoption counselors, and this is true at many other good shelters as well, have with you is all about lifestyle. We've already looked and sort of gotten to know the animal. So there are animals that we are really looking for that person who's doing a daily outdoor long run or getting lots of other exercise in their family that we know is going to be great for this dog. And we have other, to keep talking dogs for a minute, where if you watch TV a lot, we know this dog is going to love to curl up and watch TV with you. So that's just a good conversation.
I've got kind of a wild card question here. So say you've got a family and say there's more than one child. And so you don't want to get just one pet. You want to get one for one or two children. Is that a good idea? Or is that, again, something that you have to look at on a case-by-case basis?
Really case-by-case basis. Often, of course, you know, in many families, there's one animal and multiple children. And I can think of dogs where it takes the energy of three or four children to use up all the energy of that dog. On the other hand, at any given time, most shelters have animals that need to go home together, who've lived together for a long time, were brought to the shelter for whatever reason, and we're looking for a home that needs two. Or two kittens, for example, is we love those kitten two-packs. So it really depends on you, your family, but we can accommodate either way.
And make the case for adopting an animal versus buying one.
Well, there are, first of all, most the classic puppy store, that animal typically comes from a puppy mill situation that you do not want to support. Not always, but very often. And it's just not a condition for animals that you want to support. There certainly are lots of wonderful and responsible breeders out there, but the fact is that our animals in shelters need help. They are homeless, and we need to send them home. And in order to keep animals in the shelter system alive, we have to keep sending those guys home. So we're so grateful to everybody who chooses adoption.
You know, we've been focusing a lot on people here and our needs. But, you know, it is the holiday season. And what tips do you have? Because, you know, during the holiday season, it's busy. You've got people coming and going, lots of lights, lots of. How can we make sure that, you know, our cats, our dogs, our pets stay healthy and sort of somewhat sane during this time of the season?
Sure. It's, it, it is important, and again, you get to know your animal. There are animals for whom this is a blast. They're having a great time. They'll be sad when it's over. Other animals definitely do need some space and some quiet, and some time to relax. But you know what? So do we, in these times. So that time that we're helping our animal sort of relax a little bit, it's great for us as well.
And of course, some of us have pets on our Christmas shopping lists. What are some ideas for good gifts to give to our pets?
My personal hope is that I will get out and get my dog a Christmas sweater with snowflakes on it. There are so many things that your pet will love. I just bought a candy cane shaped chew toy for a friend's dog. We have a retail store here at the Wisconsin Humane Society at each of our shelters. Most shelters do, and of course there are great other places to get things for pets. And I don't know about you, but my animals always love whatever is new.
I don't know about you, but my animals always love whatever kind of food we give them. So we just give them a little extra.
One thing I would say is do be careful of diet. It's easy to over-treat animals through this time. And just remember that stomachs can be delicate, and it's good to stick to normal food and not give too many treats.
Hey, getting back to the idea of bringing a new pet into a family, what are good ways to introduce kids to the responsibility of helping care for that pet? What's a good starting point for
them? It's what a tremendous opportunity, and so many of us learned it when we were kids. Is one of our chores was to be sure that animal was fed. You know, it depends on the age of the child. Very often that chart on the refrigerator, you know, Doug gets fed morning and afternoon, and the star that goes on the chart. You just think about those simple things that the animal needs but even the littlest children can really make an important contribution to the health of an animal.
Well, Ann, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today.
Oh, thank you.
Ann Reed has been with us. She is the president of the Wisconsin Humane Society.
Well, we know Wisconsin Public Radio listeners love their pets, and they love sharing pictures of their pets. You can head over to the Central Time Facebook page. Maybe I'll ask Amanda to create a spot to do that if we don't have one already. Send us a holiday picture of your dog, your cat, your reptile, your bird, whatever you may have. It can be our little Central Time pet photo gallery. We'll watch out for that.